Bobby, where's Gil?
Don't know, don't care, because this is the first time in 2 months I've had a minute to myself.
Is your mom still going to school?
Yep, which means I'll be stuck with Dill for the rest of the summer, too.
If you're so sick of Dill, why save him a seat?
We're not saving it for him. We're saving it for them. Junior lifeguards, they take their breaks here. Yesterday, they almost talked to us.
Almost?
One of them coughed on me.
Do you know if this soft serve machine is working today?
Still busted, but the smoothing machine's up and running.
Thanks for the heads up.
Hey, Keith! It's time for a game of Revenge of the Merman.
Oh, not now.
Revenge of the Merman?
Allow me to explain. My big bro here plays Ascobar, the evil ruler of Neptune, who put a curse on me, turning me into a merman who can only regrow legs by recovering the underwater treasure before nightfall.
Hey, Ascobar, you want to swing it to the snack bar for an icy?
You may have taken away my legs, Ascobar, but you'll never have my soul! Never!
Did somebody over here order a meatball mountain, huh?
Dig in! Reach you to the middle!
I'm not in the mood.
We've been doing it forever. Man. First you won't wear your PJs, now this.
I know, but couldn't we for once have a nice, quiet dinner? Quiet?
Oh, yeah, sure. So let me ask you a question. If some fish are able to walk, how come they can't run? And if, like, dolphins have their own language, why don't they have cell phones?
I don't know, and luckily I don't care.
Bummer. Better get in on the action before it's too late!
See what happens when you don't play along?
And if the inside of the eyelid is pink, why do we see black when we close our eyes?
Dill, just give me some space, okay?
Fine. Have your space. Take all the space you want. In fact, have all the space there is. I'm small. I don't need much space.
Boys, we've got a surprise. Remember how at the beginning of summer, you begged us to do something? Something you were dying to do, but...
You're going to Circus Day Camp!
You were taking too long, Deed.
But you said Cirque du Extravaganza was too expensive.
Betty just called to say she finally wore the guy down. Got us a group deal. Phil, Lil, Chucky, and Kimmy are going too.
Ah, yeah, that's my plan. To kick it with the French Canadians. I gotta call Chucky.
Oh, yeah. It's so sweet. To party with the circus freaks. Word.
Feast your eyes on the magic that is Cirque du Extravaganza! My assistants, Hélène and Ondine. Believe it or not, by the end of the week, you too will be defying the laws of gravity. You will learn the German ring. You too, the flying trapeze.
No clouds. Don't like them, don't trust them.
I am pairing you up with the newest members of our troupe, the Snow Leopards.
Yes!
And you are with them.
I'm gonna be a security guard? Are you people in this country legally?
They're not security guards, they're clowns.
You are the only kid in the history of Circus Camp to figure that out. How would you like to be the first outsider to join the most prestigious group of Cirque du Extravaganza, the Contortionists?
How did he peg them as clowns?
At Cirque du Extravaganza, nothing is what it appears to be.
Man, You sure went from zero to happy in 60 seconds.
Not as happy as me. I'm free!
Deal, you are fantastic.
He's a natural, is what he is. Deal, are you sure you never worked with a cirque before?
Never left the suburbs, except for my one trip to the planet Planetaria.
Get out! I've always wanted to go there, but moving around so much doesn't exactly make me an easy target for alien abduction.
A fellow believer!
Can you stay for dinner tonight?
Of course!
Good, but I should warn you. My family likes to sing silly songs before we eat.
Oh, my heart.
Hey, you want me to show you how to fit into a laundry basket?
I thought you'd never ask.
You play audience member. Tommy, you get in way and get hypnotized instead. It is joke. Now I need volunteer from audience to hypnotize. You will do whatever I say, no matter how ridiculous. Bark like dog.
Rough, rough.
Suck your thumb like baby.
Ugh.
Now walk like dinosaur. You look like annoying bunny from TV commercials, not dinosaur.
Well, no one's ever actually seen a real dinosaur. For all you know, I could be nailing it.
Oh, yeah? Then what's your excuse for pathetic dog bark?
Hurry up, Dill. Dan's here. We're getting our favorite pizza.
I'm gonna have to pass. I'm having dinner with my circus family tonight, who apparently don't need a lot of space.
Of practice, but I finally mastered it. It's great you guys are learning how to do cool stuff because I'm about to be fired.
You need to loosen up.
Easy for you to say. You get to train wild animals.
Then it's gonna change my whole self-image. Unless, when faced with the real beast, I go into shock and lose control of my bladder.
I'm eating here. You know, I don't think I've ever seen Dill so happy.
Yep, everyone seems to love him.
It bugs you, doesn't it?
Not even.
Think of it this way. At least he's finally given you your space.
ATM machine? That was way awesome!
We know. Problem is, how do we top it this year?
Can you guys swim?
Bark like dog.
Rough, rough.
Suck thumb like baby. Walk like dinosaur.
Tommy, you have the skills of a clown, but not the heart and soul. And if you don't find them by showtime, you're going to be playing the part of a real security guard. I think you are ready now, Chucky.
Oh, I'm ready. Pig off the beasts. Oh, yeah. Nothing says manly like kittens.
I told you weren't catcher material, Lillian!
You did that on purpose, Philip!
Ooh. And a solo act!
Not half as much as I do!
Ah.
Fuck the man!
I love Dil!
Dil, how would you like to become a permanent member of our troop, eh?
I would love that!
After camp is over, we continue our international tour. Next stop, Addis Ababa.
Addis Ababa? I've always wanted to go there! Oh, but I can't drop my life here and run off with the circus.
Why not?
I couldn't leave my family. Without me around, they'd die of boredom.
We understand. But just so you know, the offer is always open.
Dil, can I talk to you?
Come on, Pilar. Let's give these guys some space.
Just so you know, I beat you in the Meatball Mountain contest last night, because you weren't there. Ha ha ha! To be honest, it's not fun at home either. There's no one around to annoy me, ask me weird questions, embarrass me in front of total strangers.
Really, T?
Yeah, I guess I just miss your freakiness.
Is that what you think? Circus people are freaks?
Of course not, but you gotta admit, it's kind of freaky around here. Setting the table on your head, eating dinner with your feet.
Ever stop to think maybe we're the normal ones, and you're the freak?
I am not a freak.
Too bad, because if you were, you wouldn't make such a lame clown.
Forget I ever came here.
Already forgotten! And for your information, my fellow freaks asked me to go on tour with them. And I just decided to accept their offer.
Fine! Right back at ya!
I'm sorry, Dil, but you are not going on tour with the circus.
But I belong there. How will you sleep at night knowing you took my dream and peed all over it?
Language.
Sorry. I'm just trying to make a point.
You know, you really should let him go. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Tell you what, we'll meet with Luca and Joe, and if we're sure they're going to be competent guardians, you can go. But only until school starts.
Will you drop me off there tonight? I'd really like to get used to living with my new family.
Dil's gonna be back before we know it.
But I single-handedly drove him into the arms of another family who can collectively fit in a laundry basket.
Tommy, it's inevitable. Dil would have found the circus sooner or later.
Where did you get those hats?
I asked Maman to make us hats exactly like yours.
At least they don't have dentures on the end.
We just haven't put them on yet.
Okay, this is me under hypnosis. How was that? You laughed. It was funny, right?
Not really funny. More like funny sad.
Aw, I give up.
You still have a day left. Remember, this is the circus. Miracles can happen.
Anymore.
Now, if I could only make it through without getting dizzy. Oh.
See what happens when we do it my way?
No, that's what happens when we do it my way.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yep. We should stop fighting.
No!
No!
Auntine and I fight much worse than you, and we're the best team in the world!
The second best. You're forgetting about the twins from Baden-Baden.
The second! We're first!
Second!
We are number one, Auntine!
Next time, don't pull so hard, Philip!
You're not
million!
Chuck and Finster, wild animal trainer!
Aw, come on, guys. Would it kill you to growl once in a while? A little scratch? Draw some blood?
Huh, Tugrash. Is a start.
Our costumes are here.
They're exactly like mine.
She copied them from you. That's what makes them so unique.
What do you think, Dean?
Actually, I think it's pretty creepy.
Dean, I have a question for you. If catfish have over 27,000 taste buds, why are we eating them instead of them eating us?
Dean, if the tongue is the strongest muscle in the body, why don't people lift weights with their mouth?
And if butterflies taste with their feet, why do they need mouths?
I don't know. And luckily, I don't care. Couldn't we just sit and eat quietly for once?
Quiet?
Sure.
Why not?
You know what? I'm gonna have to pass on dessert tonight. I need some space.
Ruff, ruff. Ruff, ruff.
Why are you spying on me?
Why are you wearing my pajamas?
I'm never gonna be able to find my inner clown by tomorrow. I'm not like you, Dill. I can't just do or say or eat any weird thing I want without being embarrassed. I don't know, I guess I'm too uptight or repressed or too boring.
Well, being odd isn't all it's cracked up to be either. So, you want my help with your act or what?
I guess I could use some polish.
Polish? Bro, you need a sandblaster. Okay, lose the pajamas. It's time to practice in your underwear.
My underwear?
If you think pajamas are freeing, wait till you try tidy whities.
I feel like an idiot.
Exactly. Now go with it.
It's a special night. Each and every one of you is ready to bring the magic of the circus to the outside world.
Just to clarify, you did say each and every one of us, right, DDA?
Oh no, I'm on first and I haven't digested yet. I was so nervous I had 3 helpings of Hungarian goulash.
Where is this? It's my motion sickness band.
You've had these all along and no one told me about them?
A woman has to keep a little mystery.
Well, have a good show, Philip.
You too, Lillian.
Way to go, Dork.
Creep.
Retreat!
Ladies and gentlemen, a very valuable item has been stolen, and I'm afraid I'm gonna have to search everyone in this room. Hand over your shoes, please.
You will do whatever I say. Bark like dog. Suck thumb like baby. Walk like dinosaur.
helping me with my act.
No prob. You were aces.
And you were beyond awesome. And even though I'm gonna miss you a lot, you belong with these people.
I was kinda hoping you weren't gonna say that.
Why not?
Don't get me wrong. I like these circus people. But they're kind of annoying. Am I annoying?
Yes. But in a totally, my life would be boring without you, Wei.
If you really
Look,
don't,
if
want
you don't
me
want
to
go.
Go
Young merman, you have brought the treasure which rightfully belongs to me, the great Azkaban, master of all sea life.
Leader of all who have gills.
I grant you legs. Now use them to run away before I take them back. Ha ha ha.